Remarriage couples often bring special complexity into wedding officiant ministry. Some remarriage stories are filled with gratitude, healing, and hope. A widow and widower may be learning how to love again after grief. A divorced person may be rebuilding life after betrayal, abandonment, or painful failure. Two families may be blending children, schedules, finances, traditions, and emotional loyalties. A couple may sincerely want a Christ-centered marriage but still carry wounds from the past. A wedding officiant who serves remarriage couples should bring warmth, wisdom, and careful boundaries. The officiant should not assume every remarriage story is the same. Some couples have done deep healing work. Some have not. Some children are joyful. Some children are grieving. Some former spouses are cooperative. Some situations involve conflict, custody concerns, financial stress, unresolved resentment, or complicated family systems. The officiant's role is not to judge harshly or rush carelessly. The officiant's role is to serve with biblical clarity, prayerful presence, covenant discernment, and referral awareness. Remarriage pastoral care may include conversations about repentance, forgiveness, grief, trust, children, blended family expectations, spiritual rhythms, and the meaning of covenant faithfulness. But the officiant must stay within role limits. Pastoral care is not the same as licensed counseling. A wedding officiant should not pretend to be a trauma specialist, attorney, custody mediator, abuse investigator, or mental health clinician unless separately qualified. When deeper issues appear, the loving response is referral. Referral may be needed when there is abuse, coercive control, serious addiction, unresolved legal conflict, severe trauma, domestic violence, child safety concerns, mental health crisis, financial exploitation, or intense blended family conflict beyond the officiant's training. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. This is especially important with blended families. A remarriage wedding is not only about the bride and groom. Children may be watching, extended family may be grieving, former relational wounds may still shape expectations, family roles may be unclear. The officiant can help the couple think carefully. What will this marriage mean for the children? How will the couple honor grief without living in the past? How will they build trust slowly? How will they avoid forcing instant family closeness? How will they practice patience, prayer, and wise boundaries? These questions do not need to make the ceremony heavy. They help the couple enter marriage honestly. In the ceremony itself, do not shame the couple's past. Do not romanticize blended family life. Do not force children into vows they are not ready to make. Instead, speak truth with grace. Celebrate God's mercy. Honor the covenant being formed. Encourage patience, faithfulness, forgiveness, and spiritual maturity. In Christ, new beginnings are possible. But faithful new beginnings are not built on denial. They are built on truth, grace, humility, healing, and covenant love.